Let me just introduce my friends to you. First off, we have Kevin, who I met freshman year here.
I was definitely going to shank someone.
He, for some reason, thought my name was Mike, and I just let him call me that. So for the years since, I've been Jim Mike ever since he found out angrily that I was actually named Jim. I've been Jim Mike to him and to several other people, actually. Yeah, he used to be a little hardcore punk kid. He still sort of is, except he's not little anymore, or a kid. And Christine...
I don't know what I want.
I don't actually know that well, but she's friends with Kevin, and I went over to his room to gather his story, and she was there. She was about to tell a story, so I just jumped in and recorded it. She seems like a nice enough girl, but I don't really know her. Anya.
I have to go really, really bad, so I'm gonna go first.
I did not meet until this school year, so last year, I guess. And she and I dated for a while. She's now my most recent ex-girlfriend, and she and I are still pretty close friends. So I just had her tell me this little story. She was actually in a bit of a hurry because she was about to go sing in a concert that I did not attend because I went to sleep before it started. We have Ross.
I want something, you know, flashy. Something that you associate with, like, a guy wearing a hat.
Who I've been friends with for a couple of years now. I met him when I first came to college. He just showed up at my door one day. Because my roommate and I had decorated it with signs, and he thought one of them was funny or associated with it in some way. He has always had good, ridiculous stories about the people he knew back home. And on the particular night that I stopped by his room and just asked him to tell me a story, he refused to tell me a story unless I sat down and played Magic the Gathering with him. I, of course, conceded. So the noises that you hear in the background of his story are him playing with glass beads and us playing a card game. Alright, so those are my friends, and they're going to be telling you some stories about their own lives.
I don't know if I told you this story before. I think I have. It started, I was in freshman year. I first started becoming friends
with Lizzie and I used one of the automatic toilets in
the OWF. It's like one of those backyard wrestling things that they show on the news that's like ridiculous, and you always look at it and go, man, those kids are really goddamn stupid.
I didn't have anything to do one weekend. I feel like everyone was gone. Maybe it was the weekend right after L&T. Or no, it was the weekend of Parents' Weekend.
And the OWF stands for Our Wrestling Federation.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
So we were on our way from Paris to Mont-Saint-Michel, and we had to stop over in, like, this little train station or something.
So my friend Steve has a reputation for, like, the absolutely ass crazy one.
They came up, and they didn't know what room we wanted, and this is after Sarah and I have gone at least, like, 5 hours looking into
Worcester, Massachusetts, to see this big back-to-school fest. And we barely knew each other, so we drove out, and the whole way out there we talked, and that was really nice.
Called the 99 Cent Man, and he has a collection of wrestlers at his disposal, just like the Million Dollar Man, only his wrestlers are called the Bargain Bin. And they spend most of their time getting the living crap kicked out of them in every matchup they have.
In, like, in France and some European countries, they have these, like, automatic bathrooms on the side of the road where you can just pay a couple francs or whatever, I guess euros now, and you can just, like...
It was at this place, I think it was the Palladium. It was a huge place. I've never been there before.
It'll let you go in and use the bathroom?
Well, we don't know what we want, and they're, like, looking through all the papers. We're like... I guess, like, we want manner. I mean, like, that's, I guess.
Reenacting Hell in a Cell in a batting cage, where my friend Steve got thrown off the top of it.
We're in there, you know, dancing, going nuts, and they start playing, it's called the Saddest Day.
So we came upon one of these, like, pay-per-use bathrooms, and we decided that we would try to, that we would go to the bathroom there, right?
Their champion who's named I Get to Wear a Hat.
And we were like, please let us have it. And we were like begging them. And Sarah had like these tears in her eyes. And she was like, oh my God, please let us have it.
But the problem is, he's an exchange kid. He's got to go back. He's something absolutely crazy. Like, he's got to go back to Yugoslavia or something. Like, wherever he's from. I honestly can't remember where that is.
And so they're playing like, they're playing this part like just where like it gets like really moshy. It starts to slow down a little. And we all like ran up to the front of the stage, and
we noticed that the door was like a little bit open, but it was fine. So we just opened it up, and like Lizzie was like, "I have to go really, really bad, so I'm gonna go first." And I was like, "Okay."
And then like we got down, there were kids who were head walking off the side, and like head walking is different from stage diving, because stage diving you kind of jump off the stage, and it's assumed that you're in a landing position that someone will catch you and then crowd surf you.
And they were like, don't do this to us. And we're like, please let us have it. Just please. And then Eileen's like, Sarah, do you really want it? And she's like, no, I don't know what I want.
Head walking, you run right off like you're going to try and run as far as you can onto the sea of people.
So she went and she came out and she held the door open for me so that I wouldn't have to put more money in.
And he's supposed to obviously like have his last match. So like it's explainable why the hell he's gone. But for some reason, he misses it. Like, he's all fucking around and completely misses it.
So I'm standing there and looking up, and out of the left side of the stage, my left, this kid comes bolting with big fucking boots on.
They need to set up the storyline. And the first setup for the storyline is setting up, like, their big match of the year.
So she held the door open, and I went in there, and, like...
And they just turned away so they couldn't see our faces, because we were, like, begging them, and they just walked off.
So I went in, I closed the door behind me. And like, I see like this bar coming out from the wall, and it was just really weird. I could not figure out how you were supposed to use this thing.
So they're having a card game, right? And I forget, I don't know poker, but who, the owner of the OWF like drops whatever hand is like the best thing, you know, like the whatever it can't be beaten in poker. And Big Louie's like, oh, that's pretty impressive, except I have five aces. And the guy's like, there aren't five aces. So then if two of Big Louie's goons beat the shit out of him.
So then all of a sudden I start hearing this really loud beeping noise, like a ee- just like that for a really, really long time. And so I was like, well, whatever, I'll just, you know, use the bathroom.
At his first step off the stage, lands like right on my temple, and like I just go down. He rides me to the ground like an elevator.
When all of a sudden the lights turn off and like the beeping stops.
He like hits me with one boot, hits me with the other, like he's just kind of like walking, like seriously like walking on my head until I get to the floor. But there was absolutely no resistance because the way he hit me.
And all of a sudden the sprinklers start coming on because it's a self-cleaning bathroom. So the sprinklers are like jutting from each wall. They're like coming from this way and that way, and they're like crisscrossed. So like no spot of the bathroom is left unclean.
So it comes down to Satan and some guy. Satan, they set us up so Satan's standing behind the guy and holding his neck, and he does a little twist motion, and some guy standing next to the camera snaps a piece of celery next to it. So in the shot, it looks like Satan just
rode me to the floor until my head just bounced off the cement, and I, like, blacked out.
You could pee on the wall, and it would be perfectly sanitary.
It felt like I was completely underwater. Like, every part of my body felt like I was underwater. Like, my head was just completely swimming. I had no idea, like, where I was, what was going on. And plus, I had earplugs in, which makes it all the more weird because everything sounds like...
I'm like, ah! And meanwhile, like, the sound of the spray is really, really loud. So I tried to open the door, but the door was locked.
And Sarah and I were like, oh my God. Oh my, like, we didn't even want to look at them.
Satan starts doing a little victory jig, but then Jesus comes barreling down, like, drop kicks Satan in the head. He starts, like, wailing the crap out of him and throws him out of the ring.
This is happening just as, like, this, like, just before... As it was, like, building up to, like, this crazy mosh part. Like, the biggest mosh ever in the song.
So, Big Louie comes out. And Big Louie is like, Jesus, I have a proposal for you. I'll switch with you ownership of the OWF if you'll give me your shot at the title. And Jesus, of course, is like, I do not condone fighting. I'm fine with that.
John. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun
help, I'm stuck in here.
Have you seen the room before? It's huge, but it's like really dingy and it's like gross, and it's like there are two small windows. It's like a shape of a T, and the windows are on the edges here, so there's no sunlight whatsoever.
Everyone knows like the mosh is coming. Everyone there was from Boston. They love Converge. They knew it was coming. And I had like, you know, a mild concussion, like just like knocked out of my head.
But they couldn't open it because they like didn't realize that you could just put the money in, or like you can't open it when it's doing the self-cleaning thing. So I just had to like, I was in the little tiny doorway, which was like 5 inches wide, like pasted up against the wall, just waiting for it to stop.
And like someone in the background who has a really girly voice screams and goes, ah!
I started walking back through the pit, but I was like swaggering because I couldn't stand up straight because he like knocked off my equilibrium. It was just like getting hit in the head really hard and being out of it.
So they just pretend that the gravedigger killed. I get to wear a hat. And then Big Louie goes for his matchup, but Gravedigger kicks the shit out of him. I forget how the rest of it goes, but it was amazing.
And eventually I made it back to Sen, and she was just like, what the hell happened? Yep. And I didn't have a concussion.
So finally it stopped, and they were able to open, and I opened the door, and Lizzie and Gabby were just on the floor laughing. They couldn't get up. They were just laughing so hard. And we were all just laughing really hard. And so that's the French bathroom story.